It's Thursday, and that means NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams is back with a recap of this week's news from inside the Beltway on our political corner. Juan?
Thanks, Ed. I'm joined now by Donna Brazile, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in 2000. Ms. Brazile now runs her own political consulting firm here in Washington. Also with us, Reverend Joseph Watkins, member of the government relations group at Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney. He was a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. Thanks for joining us on Political Corner.
Thank you, Juan.
Thanks, Juan.
Let's start with what is a politically dynamite situation in politics, which is the Senate race in Maryland. The Washington Post reported just last week that you now have former NAACP President Kwesi Amfumu leading Congressman Ben Cardin in what looks to be a racially divisive race. You've got sitting out there Michael Steele, the lieutenant governor in the state of Maryland, a Republican. And the poll shows that if Cardin, who's white, wins the Democratic primary, nearly a quarter of all black voters would then back Steele, the Republican. If Amfumu, the Democrat, wins the primary, black voters would stay with the Democratic Party. But Steele, the Republican, would see a 9-point jump in his support from white voters. So, Donna Brazile, it looks like this is just about race, or am I wrong?
No, race plays a great deal in American politics, especially when you have high-profile campaigns like a Senate campaign. At the end of the day, I think what's important is that Amfumu has to begin to reach out to white voters, perhaps to build upon the tremendous support he's now receiving from African Americans. Ben Cardin needs to introduce himself to African American voters. Michael Steele appears to be in the best of all positions. He has broad white support, and yet he's able to attract about a quarter of the black vote should Kwesi Amfumu lose the Democratic primary. So this is going to be a very interesting Senate race. And just remember, this is one of those seats that Democrats are hoping to retain in order to take back control of the United States Senate.
Joe Watkins, Donna Brazile makes the point that maybe black voters just don't know who Ben Cardin is, as opposed to saying we support Amfumu simply because he's black.
Well, I think it's rather the case that they know Amfumu so well. I mean, he was a congressman for many terms. He was the leader of the Congressional Black Caucus. And so he's very, very well known among African Americans, not just in the state of Maryland, but nationally. I think it's going to be very, very hard for Cardin, even if he defines himself to African Americans, it's going to be hard for him to wrest any of those votes away from Kwesi Amfumu.
All right. Let's shift then to another difficult campaign going on in Connecticut for the Senate. Joe Lieberman is running to retain his seat. The senator, a Democrat, says now that he will run as an independent if he loses the Democratic primary on August 8th. Donna Brazile, it's all about the war. Just as we were talking about attitudes in the state of Maryland and the black community towards the war, in the entire state of Connecticut, there is opposition, but particularly in the Democratic ranks, to the war in Iraq. Joe Lieberman has been a tremendous supporter of the war and President Bush. Does this mean that Joe Lieberman is going to lose?
Well, Joe Lieberman is in deep trouble right now because of his actions in support of President Bush on the Iraqi war. He has not been supportive of the president's tax policy. He's not been a supporter of the president's policy as it relates to Social Security. But on the war, there's no degree of separation. And as a result of it, he's in trouble with his Democratic primary voters. I think at some point, Joe Lieberman needs to free the Senate, the Democratic Senate caucus, and say, look, I will win in August. I will not need this insurance policy. It was a mistake that I took it out. But for now, let's try to win in August. That's the best he could hope for.
Joe Watkins, what you see in Connecticut is the Republicans sensing that they may have an opportunity here. They've spent $100,000 on ads pointing out that there is a Republican in the race. There's someone who you can turn to instead of these Democrats with all their infighting. And at the same time, you've got a Republican like Lincoln Chafee over in Rhode Island, a fairly liberal Republican. The question is, does the party support him? He has not been a supporter of the president on the war.
Well, he clearly has not been in lockstep with the president, certainly on the war and other issues. I think the Lieberman race really points out the lack of appetite that Democrats have for anybody straying from their mantra. And it seems to me that that this really is going to be a test for Democrats as to whether or not they have any appetite for people in their midst who happen to believe in a strong national defense.
Wait a second, but Joe, wouldn't you say Hillary Clinton, who everybody would say right now is the leading nominee for the Democratic presidential nomination, has made it clear that she is pro-defense even at the risk of alienating some of her supporters in the party, in the Democratic
Party. Well, she's tried to do that. She's very, very liberal. Some of the more recent pronouncements that we've heard from her are, I think, being made in an effort to draw her closer to the center, because certainly she needs to be more of a centrist candidate if she's going to be viable for the presidency in 2008.
Donna?
Well, first of all, Joe, I'm a liberal Democrat, and Hillary is no liberal Democrat. She's a centrist. She is a centrist similar to her husband, who many of us had to hold our nose and really bite down on our tongue with regards to Bill Clinton's support for the death penalty, his support for welfare reform that we thought penalized poor working mothers, his three strikes you're out. Bill Clinton was a moderate Democrat. Hillary is a moderate Democrat. Joe Lieberman is a moderate conservative Democrat. The reason why many liberal Democrats are upset with Joe Lieberman is not his position on the war. After all, we rallied and supported John Kerry in 2004, and he supported the war in Iraq. People are upset that Joe Lieberman made the decision to not only chastise other Democrats who opposed the war, but he also went out of his way to write a column and basically say that we had no right to criticize the president handling of Iraq. Now, that's the reason why Joe Lieberman is in hot water, not because he's a conservative or he supports, national security issues, military issues. There are many Democrats in that camp. Liberal Democrats are angry with Joe Lieberman for breaking with the party on this whole issue of whether or not we should have a plan for success in Iraq, a timetable for withdrawal. And they've decided to make Joe Lieberman a test case for this newfound power of what I call grassroots Democrats to exert themselves within the party.
Donna Brazile is a former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore. She now runs her own political consulting firm in D.C. And Reverend Joseph Watkins, a member of the government relations group at Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney, and a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. He joined us from WPHT in Philadelphia. Donna Brazile, Joseph Watkins, thanks for joining us on Political Corner.
Thank you, Juan.
Thanks, Juan.
Now back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Juan. Don't forget to join us every Thursday for NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and our Washington insiders right here on Political Corner.